Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I'm so grateful that you've jumped on board. I want to make you aware of a new tool that will be available in about a week. It'll start on the 7th of January, and it is a tool that allows you not just to experience a weekday podcast with scripture and a short commentary, but then right beside it to be able to have a guided prayer time and a guided meditation time. A lot of Christians have run away from meditation, and we've kind of left it to the Deepak Chopras of the world. And honestly, I read an article this past week in the Wall Street Journal that talked about a few of the apps that provide meditation that has no connection really to anything that is Christianly or God. But they have now created a $1.2 billion industry in America for meditation. So today, I wanted to give you just a couple of little touches to let you be able to grab hold of a matter of a new year heart. Here's what happens in 1 Samuel chapter 13. Samuel has been charged by God to go select a new king for Israel. And Saul, he's a king, but let's face it, he wasn't God's choice. He kind of has become a guy that God has used, but Saul's kind of a knucklehead. And so the Lord has said to Samuel, go select Israel's new king. And in 1 Samuel 13:14, the Lord says that he was to seek out a man after God's own heart to be king, and that Saul was not that guy. So when Samuel goes to anoint a new king for Israel, he assumes that David's oldest brother must have been the one. I mean, he looked like a king, walked like a king, taught like a king. He looked like the kind of guy that walks in and you think, oh, that guy's in charge. But God tells Samuel, don't focus on what some dude looks like. Don't focus on just how he talks the talk. Listen to what God says in chapter 16 of 1 Samuel, verse 7. Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Listen, friend, as you prepare for a new year and a new you, I want to encourage you to take your goals to another level, and rather than just looking at those things that you want to accomplish, take a look at all that God wants to do with your heart. I've said this for years now, and I want to make sure I emphasize this in your life as you prepare a new heart for a new you and a new year, and make sure you hear it loud and clear, and that is this: everything that matters is a matter of the heart. I want to make sure you get it again, because that's tweetable. Everything that matters is a matter of the heart. I mean, God makes a big deal to Samuel about, listen, don't go pick the guy that looks the part. Go pick the guy who's got a heart for God. You know, when we try to find somebody who might pray for us, we don't go to the most popular person. We don't go to the person who is loudest and longest. We don't go to the person who's wealthiest or most famous. We go to the person we believe is walking with God. I think one of the greatest compliments you could be received is that when another believer comes to you and says, would you help me walk with God like you walk with God? And that's always going to be a matter of the heart. You know what I found? That when our heart is in the right place, we don't judge others. When our heart is in the right place, we don't have a critical spirit toward others. When our heart is in the right place, we make all the right decisions. And you say, well, how am I going to know when my heart's in the right place, Chuck? Well, it's really simple. It's not so much where your heart is, but who controls your heart. You see, if you'll get Jesus in the right priority as the king of your heart, as the Lord over your heart, everything else will fall in place. And all you've got to do is make sure that everything that matters is a matter of his heart. Boy, that is a lesson, and that's a great way to jump into a new year and a new you. Tomorrow, we're going to launch a new teaching series on January the 6th, and I think you're going to totally dig it. It's called Fresh Start, And that's a bold happening in the Gospel of John. I cannot wait for you to join us online, or if you're around North Atlanta, join us at Sugar Hill Church for our live worship gatherings at 9:30 or 11. And we're always broadcasting live online at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.